Glenda Parker is administrator for the Washington County Health Unit. She takes us inside her TB clinic where several waiting room patients wheeze and cough. Tuberculosis is caused by a bacterium spread through the air from an infected person sneezing, coughing, or even speaking. And if not caught and aggressively treated, TB can be fatal. But this climate-controlled TB clinic, like most, is outfitted with special germicidal lamps designed to kill the bacterium.
When you go into, you know, some medical facilities, usually in the hallways or in the exam rooms, you can see lights like this. It'll emit, you can see the blue light up there, mm-hmm. kind of the blue thing. That's your ultraviolet light. Most all of your medical facilities will have it. So you see, we have three down this main hallway. We have one, and then in each of the exam rooms, you're going to find one. And in the bathroom here, because they collect sputum specimens in here, you'll have a UV light in here, and it's closed off so we can contain any of the bacteria here.
The lamps are expensive, around $350 each, purchased through a medical supply outlet. Or you can purchase a home version of a UVC air purifier here at the Sun Air Factory, a small family-run manufacturing firm on Highway 23 North at Holiday Island. Two Sun Air purifiers are whirring in the background today, one in the rear work area, another a display residential model up front. The silvery small box casting a cool bluish light emits a certain odor. Proprietor Jeannie Mitchell.
The smell is the allotropic oxygen. It's highly energized oxygen. And HEPA charcoal carbon filters are just filters. So in order to kill anything airborne, you have to energize air. So we do it safely like sunlight does. We use a dual frequency UVC, which is ultraviolet C light spectrum, but it's both in the 254 nanometer germicidal range and also in the 187 nanometer viral range. It is the viral range that energizes the air. So we take O2, which is air, and bring it in through our lifetime washable filter, circulate around our dual frequency UVC, and it energizes it up to O10, which is allotropic oxygen. So it's what comes out the front of our unit that actually gives up one of those extra electrons and oxidizes airborne contaminants where you live and breathe.
Jeannie Mitchell says her patented metal air purifier contains only three components, a filter, a small fan, and the UVC bulb.
Measures 11 by 10 by 8. It's all brushed stainless steel inside and out. Weighs only 9 pounds, and it'll cover up to 2,000 square feet. So that's our smallest unit. And it uses the equivalent of about a 60-watt light bulb.
Air is drawn through the back of the device's filter, which flows over the tubular lamp and a baffle before emerging from the front of the metal box.
That's our lifetime washable 0.5 micron filter. And those are made for us in Texas.
Sun Air purifier components are almost entirely American-made.
We have all of the fabrication. The stainless steel is fabricated for us in Berryville, at Berryville Machine. The ballasts are made for us that fire the UVC lamp are made for us in Illinois. The lifetime washable filter is made in Beaumont, Texas for us. And the custom UVC lamps, we have a company in Connecticut that we tell them specifically how much of the germicidal range and how much of the 187 viral range. So they custom make our lamps for us. So yes, it's pretty much made in America.
And the bulbs, which emit a brilliant blue light, are actually clear.
It's the same reason that the sky is blue every day, is because it is that light spectrum that makes it blue.
The device runs cool, and the mounted bulb is shielded behind a curved piece of sheet metal to protect users from direct exposure to UVC light, which can damage your skin and eyes. There are three types of ultraviolet light, UVA, UVB, which we try to use sunblock against, and UVC, which in nature is completely blocked by Earth's atmosphere. UVC or UVGI, ultraviolet germicidal irradiation, is widely used by the medical food and beverage industry and is employed as a tertiary wastewater purification technology. UVC penetrates the outer structure of microbes, killing bacteria, including Staphylococcus, Pseudomonas, Salmonella, Anthrax, and E. coli, various mold, yeast, protozoa, and virus, including influenza and hepatitis. In 1903, a fellow named Niels Riberg Finsen was awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine for inventing a curative UVC lamp, later commercialized by Westinghouse. The technology fell out of use with the invention of antibiotics. Still, modern hospitals and medical clinics use shielded UVC lamps, as recommended by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. But in a phone conversation with an Arkansas Department of Health spokesperson, Dr. Naveen Patil, section chief for the TB branch, conveyed on background that UVC lights, due to the expense, are in limited use in Arkansas, only at public health units dealing with higher than normal rates of infectious disease. And this summer, proving to be like the last, exceedingly hot and dry, we are all trapped indoors, breathing air-conditioned air, which may or may not be that pure, especially at places like animal shelters. For instance, the Good Shepherd Humane Society in Carroll County. Yvonne Derby is associate manager.
We have 39 dogs and 67 cats.
It's a lot of fur and dander, especially at night when everyone is brought inside. But this shelter operates 5 Sun air purifiers in various clinic rooms and offices.
Yes, and they are awesome. They're really, really good. We hardly ever have any problems with any kind of infectious disease. I mean, these things work really good wonders. We clean them twice a week. We take the vents out, the filters out, and clean them. And they're great. They are absolutely wonderful.
And what do they do for the air quality?
Oh, man, it's like a breath of fresh air. I mean, it really is. It's like you don't we receive compliment after compliment about how well the shelter, the areas in here, about how clean it is, about the smell. You know, it just, there's no smell. It just keeps down. It collects, I mean, hair, particles that fly around it. It's very good. I mean, we love them. We really enjoy them.
Yvonne Derby also uses a Sun Air device at home.
Now, my youngest son had problems with asthma, but since we've had one of those, he hasn't had any episodes.
It's quite a testimony. Sun Air devices are not lab certified because the Mitchells don't want to pay a lab to conduct one. But one study published in PLOS Medicine in 2009 found that UVC lights combined with fans were more effective than simple shielded wall lights when placed in hospital wards and waiting rooms. But according to the National Institutes of Health, which say UVC purification technology can be safe and effective, the technology has yet to fully mature, kind of like hydrogen fusion. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.